My message, if I just say it briefly, is, and I'm going to read from Ephesians 3:17-19. If you can put that up, Rose, that would be awesome. But I just feel this is a season that God's taking us deeper into Him. And we're going deeper and deeper, and we need to go deeper. And you know, the Lord said to be rooted in Him, that our roots are deep and not shallow. It's Ephesians 3:17. And I'm New King James. You know, I'll start reading. That's it. Yep. 17 and 19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. Love is such the key to everything we do. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what was happening today, to be filled with the fullness of God. We're in an age now that we have to be full. We're at the time now we have to be full of the glory and the fullness of Him. You know, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power. That is so powerful, and you should get excited about that. That He can do so much through us. And I just know that we're just on the tip of such miracles in the Holy Spirit. You got touched with breakthrough today, and you will see the change and the shift. You know, we need to deeply plant roots into the love of Christ. Root and grounded in love. You know, being rooted in Christ means firm, immovable, steadfast. And I remember my scripture that God gave me when I was baptized. Be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for your labor is not in vain. And I know that scripture was right for me, because you know, you don't know what your life is going to be and what's going to happen, but when you stay steadfast, when you just stay in God, you know, like roots of a tree, they can go shallow, but they can be beautiful on the outside. They can look good, and sometimes we're in church, we look good, but our roots aren't rooted deep in Christ. And, you know when you see the winds come in a storm and you see these big trees fall over and the roots have not really grounded into rich soil and they just topple over. And that's what can happen to us. When things get tough, God said, be steadfast, unmovable, always, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord. How many of you have sometimes just wanted to give up? We can all say that, eh? But you know, you've pushed through. I went through something in my life. It was the deepest pain in my life, and I could have easily have just said, God, where were you in all this? I didn't see you in the circumstances. I never saw you. Where were you? And I could have gone into self-pity and just gone down a road of just giving up. But I pressed into God. I let the roots of my spirit go deeper into God. I just went into the intimacy of God. I don't know why things happen sometimes. I don't know why God does it. It's the enemy that does it. But why wasn't God there? And you know, sometimes we weigh things up, but God is saying, this is a day to be steadfast, unmovable. This is the day when the winds of things come, that we are to stand tall. And I just feel this so strong in me today, that the days are going to get darker, but the glory of God is going to shine far greater. But we've got to be rooted in Him. We've got to be so in Him. And I'll tell you, I'm just going to be brief, but I will tell you how to be rooted in Him in a minute. I'm just going to go to Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Rose is doing a good job there. But I just found when I went through the troubles, I had a prophetic word over me when I was going through all this. And this prophet came and he said, every wind was thrown at you. Everything, the enemy just accused and everything, but you stood. You stood in every wind and you stood for Jesus. And that's what I'm encouraging us today. Okay. We can all read this. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Next verse. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Just leave that up there for a minute. But you see, God is saying that we are to be like a tree planted by the river. And our roots are to go down and down because it's into the river. He is the living water. He wants us to go deeper into him. He wants us to go that we so fall in love with Jesus. That's all that matters. Because it said that even when the heat comes, when trouble comes, when things happen, when people speak against us, when we have such opposition, when the heat of everything, and we've all been there, but when we stand and we just say, Jesus. I had a rough week this week, and I actually was a bit full of self-pity, but then in the middle of the night I didn't sleep, and God dealt with me, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, I want to go deeper in you. These things don't matter. It's all about you. I want to go into the river. I want to drink of you. I want my roots to go deeper and deeper, that when the wind comes, when the heat comes, when the opposition comes, I will stand. I will stand for you, Lord. I will not. You know, we get to heaven. Do you know, we get before the judgment seat of God, and he gives us crowns. But he also says, good and faithful servant. I'm going, you know, I'm in my 70s now. I'm going till I'm 90, till I'm 100. And I am going to speak the word of God. I am going to do the will of the Father. I'm going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm going to stand in all that he has for me. I am going to change from glory to glory. And sometimes when you have the things that come against you, it makes you stronger. I went through, you know, Clive will tell you, I couldn't sleep, self-pity all over me. And it was like, when you get into God, nothing else matters. And the next night I slept, whoo, had dreams. Do you know what? I had a dream and I visited the Queen and I sat on her bed. We were the best of friends. And she said, I want to show you something, Trish. And she got these two men and they lifted off her mattress. I don't know why there was rocks, but I think it was the rock Jesus in the bed. And in the middle was, she pulled out and there was a scripture. And she said, I know Jesus. And so I woke up and think, I'm friends with the Queen. But most of all, I'm friends with the King of Kings and the glory. Hallelujah. But you see, and you will not be anxious in the year of drought. No anxiety, no fear. I had to get rid of it all. You know, it's amazing. We can come, the enemy comes to rob, steal, and kill. But God comes to give you life abundantly. And he does, you know, and that's what I feel. God, I want to be filled with your presence. Amen. Yes, and it says, you will yield fruit. I want to go where I yield fruit. I don't know, but a chart, well, people want to hug me. I think that's good because I'm imparting the love of Jesus. Because it says, without love, you can do nothing. Everything is in vain if it's not genuine. And God's saying, let's be a tree planted by the waters that spreads its roots deep. Can you see the roots just spreading? And think of it, every time you're with Jesus, the roots are going deeper and deeper. God is calling us deeper into Him. And I'm going to tell you how to do that soon. You know, I just even think the story in Ezekiel 47, you know, like when we get saved, we get in the river and it's just up to our ankles. And then we know the Lord a bit more and we think, oh, we can go in a bit deeper. And the water comes to our knees. And then it's like we're getting faith. I'm going, I'm walking a bit deeper and it's over my waist. And I always feel that there's been a cleansing in that time. You know, I've heard of someone preaching that all the things, especially in the sexual realm, has been washed in the river of God. And then you just get so full of the anointing. So what do? You just dive into the river. You dive in for more of Him, to go deeper and deeper into Him. Hallelujah. Who wants that? I'm just going to read. We'll get over that one. I just also feel that when you get into your heavenly language, if you're going through something, it's so powerful. And a lot of Christians don't use their heavenly language anymore. And God is saying, just rise up. I'm terrible. Clive's always in it, and I'm trying to interpret him. But it's just, you know, when someone's in the heavenly language a lot, it actually fills the house with heaven. But whatever he does, he'll be at the sink and he's but a different language. But see, God wants us to flow in the river of God, to let everything. I just ask of you this week to get into your heavenly language. Come on, let's get in now. Let's just Lord, I pray you stir this gift up. I pray you stir it up. Father, I pray that you give them new languages. I pray, Father, there'll be a freedom. And Lord, people that haven't got it, just open their mouths, Lord, that they may receive in Jesus' name. Yara ba ba ba, yara ba 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 ba, oh yara ba 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 ba. You know, I just saw the angelic realm. They're here, by the way, heaps. And the angelic realm's in the heavenly language. They're taking it to heaven. It's like amazing. The angels go up and down, up and down, up and down. And it's like they take things to the throne room. And, you know, as we've been praying, if anybody wants to put names in there of their loved ones in our basket, we pray over that on Wednesday. So I'll just show you the basket. So anybody that wants to put a name in there of loved ones that have backslidden or don't know Jesus, this is precious, and we oil them and we pray over them, and we'll be praying over them on Wednesday. But that's God's having a breakthrough. But how do we become rooted in Jesus? And I just ask, this is how I do it, okay? So I'm just going to give you what I do. I trust in Him. That's number one. Don't feed your fleshly desires. Like yesterday, I just had an extra cup of coffee. I fed my fleshly desire, and I was so hyped. And I said to Clive, I want to come down. I just about rang Mari to see if there was a way to come down from coffee. But you know, whatever... whatever our fleshly desires that take us away from going deeper, just let them go. Don't gossip, slander, or judge another. Be grounded in love. And four, I really like this one, walk in humility. Edith actually prayed that today. Don't compare yourself with others. And don't think highly of yourself. See, we're all gifted, move in different ways. And God is, I love the uniqueness of God. I love it that He knows our personalities. And He just gives you the right giftings. And I can't do what Denise does and get on a keyboard and Barbara and sing. But I don't get jealous. I just praise and encourage her to go higher. We've all got different giftings. You know, and I love it when people move into their giftings. I love dance, where people just come into dance. It's a gift from God. We've all got amazing gifts, and we're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. But, you know, it's really sad when you see these people on TV where pride takes over, and they don't give glory to God. They take it all. God said, stay in humility. That takes you deeper and deeper into me, to be rooted in his love. Keep short accounts. Repent. I had to do that this week. You know, if something's bothering us or something we've done if I've been too harsh on Clive, keep short accounts. Repent. Whatever it is, if you've grumbled and mumbled and, you know, just repent and just renounce, because everything goes when you do that. Get into the Word of God. Meditate on His Word. And I need to do more of that. I always find when you open the Word, He comes and He takes you deeper. Worship Him, giving Him praise and thanksgiving. Whoever walks through the house just praising God, it's awesome. The dogs join in, the neighbor's dogs join in with me sometimes. There's woof, 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 woof. And they get in, and the birds. But it's to worship Him. Fills the house with atmosphere. I dance sometimes because you don't see me. But it's like just worshipping Him with praise and thanksgiving. When things get heavy, it's good to praise Him. And this gets you rooted in God. It takes your mind off your problem. And it takes it to a higher place so that His roots may go deeper. Hallelujah. Bless. There is life and death in the tongue. Bring life by blessing. I'm going to order those books of blessing. But I've been blessing. I've been blessing my body. I'm going to be healed this year. I'm blessing. And I bless all of you in Jesus' name. Wow. Soaking in His presence. Who loves to soak? Yeah. I had Julie True on this morning. I woke up at 6:30 and I thought, I'm just going to soak in the healing love of Jesus. But, you know, you just go straight into the throne room, don't you? I just always see the Lord, and He's high and lifted up. And His robe fills my room. His fragrance fills my room. I always see Him with a royal blue robe, but you'll see them all with different colours. But it's like when you soak in His presence, something happens, something gets deposited, something's beautiful. Yeah. And prayer and intercession. It's good to pray and have communion with each other. You know, husband and wives, I bought a big grape juice and I said to Clive, I really need a breakthrough. And let's do communion. And it was like we prayed. Psalm 91. Wow. It covers. Wow. It's coming up all the time. Psalm 91. That is a chapter we're in. He covers us with His feathers. If anything, pestilence at night or what, cannot touch us. He covers us. He loves us. Wow, and it's like the angels are there to protect you in that scripture. And it says right at the end, He will give you a, satisfy you with a long life. Is that good? Yes? We all want a long life? Yes, Edith's going, yes. We need one of those cracker things. You know, I just think sometimes we need to get excited. Like we were watching the rugby on Friday night, and that they get quite rowdy, and they've got bells, and they've got streamers, and they've got flags, and they've got "I love you, Mum," and they've got everything. And I'm just thinking, imagine at church if you came and you went, when it was such when God revelation came, you had one of those things that you rattled and, you know, tambourine, you banged it, and glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm just going to finish off with Proverbs 5. You know this one, so I'll just read it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. I remember when I was a little girl, and that was one of the first scriptures that I learnt, was trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because his ways are much higher, wider, deeper, whatever, aren't they? Hallelujah. I just feel, we don't worry about time. I just want the woman to stand. I just feel God is releasing Deborah anointings and Esther anointings right now in the spirit realm. And you're going to feel one or the other. So we're going to start off with the Esther preparing the way of the Lord. How Esther was intimate with the Lord and she soaked in his presence. And there's Esther's here that have been with the Lord and soaked in his presence. And you're going to be used for this end time with the bride of Christ. So Lord, I just pray that you send your angels out now. And Father, I just pray you release that Esther anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Just come, Holy Spirit. Lord, mantle them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let them feel a weight upon them. Or let them feel your presence heavily. Thank you, Jesus. I just want the ones to come out that really feel that anointing quickly. Robin, it's all over you. Just come. Sheila, it's over you. Rosie. You just felt an impression. I'm going to do Deborah next. So you just feel an impression. And I just want to lay hands on you to impart and just agree with you for that anointing. I can't impart it, but I'm just going to agree with you with what God is doing right now. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray and I just agree with you in the spirit. Lord, you've chosen these ones, Lord, with the Esther anointing. And Lord, this is precious. This is beautiful. They're going to carry the fragrance. They've soaked in your presence. They've been with you. Lord, and I just pray, come. I want you all to read about Esther. If you just want to stay there, that's all right. I just want to pray now for the Deborah anointing. And that's, some of you might receive both. But Lord, I pray right now. Deborah's, I just want you in here. Deborah leads people. They take people to new places. They're not frightened of the fear of man or man. Men, there's one I'm going to call out for you, so don't think you feel something over there. Lord, we just pray right now for that Deborah anointing. And Father, we thank you that this is breakthrough anointing. This is one that pushes through. This is one that leads armies through. Lord, these are the ones that take people right through the battle and win in Jesus' name. Lord, they are spokesmen. Lord, they are prophetic. Esther is too, by the way. And Lord, we just pray for the anointing now. We just agree with what God is doing. Thank you, Jesus. I agree with this totally for you. Lord, we just pray. Lord, I just agree right now in Jesus' name, this Deborah anointing. We just impart that. It's God that's given it. Wow, thank you. And I'm just agreeing in the spirit. Yeah. Yes, amen. See, God's doing something because we are preparing for something so amazing in God. It's just like God is up to something so incredible. And we've got to be rooted in him. Let Deborah arise. Let Deborah arise. Let Deborah arise. Hallelujah. We're going to finish, but I just want to give the men to stand. God wants to impart right now. The anointing of David. Just put your hands in the air and say, I want to be like David, a man after your heart, God. Yes. Who will do all of my will. He will go after. And he will worship and sing and lead. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will just let the angels come and just anoint and touch each man that is saying, yes, Lord, I want to be like David. I want to be a David. Thank you, Jesus. I just see the anointing swirling around. It's swirling. It's anointing. It's swirling over your head right now. You've got a David anointing, and God wants you to rise up in that. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God wants you all to be like David. Just receive it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just be like a David. Be like a David.